The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Chaver Va'ad HaRabbonim Mishmeres Kohanim and Merkaz Halacha of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis HaVa'ad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VA'AD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Chayesara. In Parshas Chayesara, it says that Yitzchak Avinu, he brought home Rivka to the house, to the oil, to the tent of Sarah Imai, Sarah his mother. In Perikov Dalit, Pasuk Samach Zayin, V'yeh Yitzchak brought her ha'oila to the oil of Sarah Imai, Sarah's mother. V'yigach Rivka, he took Rivka and he married her. V'atilo le'isha, she became his wife. V'yeh Avel, he had Ava for her. V'yinochim Yitzchak ach Imai, he had a nechama, a comfort. He was consoled after the passing, after the patira from his mother. And Rashi says that he brought her ha'oila, Sarah Imai. Ha'oila, he brought her to the oil. And Sarah Imai, and he saw that she was the same as Sarah Imai. All the brachas that existed in the tent in the times of Sarah Imenu, they existed by Rivka as well. Maybe that was the Nechama. That's a comfort that he found. They saw that Rivka was also on the Madrega of one of the Imais, the same as Sarah Imenu, the same as Sarah's mother. What were the brachas that he saw in the house? Rashi says, the first one, Hayaner Dolok Me'er Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Sarah Imenu used to bench licht on Friday afternoon to cover Shabbos. And the Ner, the Bracha was as such, the Ner went for an entire week until the next Erev Shabbos, when it became time to bench licht as well. The second bracha was the bracha Metzuyah Be'isa. It was a special bracha in the dough, in the challah that you baked. And the third was the Anan Kosher al oil. The Anan, which signified the Shekhinah, was Kosher, was there on top of the tent. These are presumably connected, and as they say in Mefarshim, that's connected the three mitzvahs that ladies have. They need the mitzvah of Avlokas Neris, which is Ner Dolom Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah of Rashas Challah, bracha Metzuyah Be'isa, and the Indian of Kedusha Yisrael of Nida, that's represented by the Anan Kosher al oil. Let's discuss right now a little bit the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos. And there's a special bracha by Sari, Yemeinu Rivki, Yemeinu of Ner Dolok, Me'er Shabbos, Le'er Shabbos. How was improperly Mekayim this mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? So, the halakas of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos are discussed in Shulchan Aruch primarily in Arachayim Simen Reish Samach Gimel and Simen Reish Samach Dalet. How is one Mekayim Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? What does one have to light? The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Samach Dalet, Sevav, that really one could use pretty much all shmonim, all types of oil, with a few exceptions. And Madlikim Ben, we can light with them. Mikamokim, nevertheless, the Mechaber tells us that Shemen Zayis is mitzvah and mufcher. The best is to light Shemen Zayis. The best is to light olive oil. And indeed, there are many Noshim who have the minik passed down from mother to daughter to Badafka light, specifically light Shemen Zayis, olive oil, for Halakas Ner Shabbos. However, the truth is that if one looks at the Mishnah Berurah of Kanuch of Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why Shemen Zayis, olive oil, is the preferred oil to light for Halakas Ner Shabbos is because it lights the best. It lights better than other types of oil. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if Shemen Zayis is not readily available, the mitzvah is to use other types of oil that have a clear and nice light. And they come before a Ner Shaiva, before a wax candle. And a Ner Shaiva, a wax candle, comes before a Ner of Chelev of fat, because a Ner Shaiva, the wax candle, it lights better, has a clear and nice light, better than the Ner Shachelev, better than the other types of candles that they had in the times of the Achronim, 200 years ago, 100 years ago. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it really all depends on the Ner, it all depends on the candle. He refers to a certain type of candle of Ner they had in their days called Sterin, seems to be the Yiddish word, which was even more clear than wax, and that would be the best to light. Could be even better than all types of oil, because it gives a very clear light. And there's no concern that someone will come to be shamayata to bend the candle in order to get a better light when he's reading. So that would be the best. So though the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that Shemen Zayis, Mitzvah and the Mufchar, that's the best. But really it seems that the preference of Shemen Zayis only because it lit nicely. Not because of any specific special Indian with Shemen Zayis. And therefore if we have something nowadays that lights equally or better than Shemen Zayis, if it's better than Shemen Zayis, maybe that would be preferred over Shemen Zayis. And if it's equal to Shemen Zayis, then it would be equal. And indeed, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Dibros Moshe on Masechah Shabbos says that whoever creates the clearest and nicest light, that's the best thing to bench look from. And it's brought down in Orchus Rabbeinu, which has many of the Anhogas in the house of the Stipler, and in the Stipler's older brother-in-law, the Chaznish, and the homes of the Chaznish and the Stipler, they use regular wax candles, regular wax Shabbos candles, so to speak, because they felt the lights very clearly, and there's no reason B'davka to use Shemen Zayis. Wax candles light equally, some would say better, or others would say equally to Shemen Zayis, and therefore that's
perfectly lechatchila as a way of hadlakas ner Shabbos. Nevertheless, there are those who seem to have a minig to light Shemen Zayis, and it's possible it's a legitimate minig, because there's a Balak Turim, the beginning of Parashat Tetzaveh, when the commandment was given, Atat Tetzaveh, that you should command to use Shemen Zayis Zoch, to use the clear Shemen Zayis for the Menorah and Beis HaMikdash, Menorah in the Mishkan, Menorah and Beis HaMikdash, Balak Turim says that Tetzaveh is Gematria, Noshim Tzaveh, command the women as such. Tov is 400, that's the same Gematria as Noshim, women, nun shin yulamem, tzavei, command them. And it means that noshim tzavei, command the women that they use shemet zayis when they light hadlokas near Shabbos, similar to hadlokas and menorah in the Mishkan and the Mikdash. And besides the Baal Turim saying this, the Shlok Kodesh brings this down as well, that the tzavei stands for noshim tzavei. So therefore, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky and Kavis Halachas, he paskins that those women who have a minik to use dafka shemen zayis for halakas ner Shabbos, if they want to change that minik and no longer use shemen zayis, they would need to require hataras nadarim. It could be that it's bedafka that they and their mothers and their grandmothers lit shemen zayis because it's pidus inyan of atat tzave noshim tzave. There is a remez, there is an inyan for shemen zayis. But anybody who does not have any particular minik as such to use shemen zayis, we would say that there's no reason in particular for them to take on such anhaga and require themselves to use Shemen Zayis, because we, like we said for Moshe, and that's the Pashtus in the Mishnah Berurah, is that the reason why Shemen Zayis is preferred by the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch is only because that was the clearest light that was available. But if our Ner Shaiva, our candle of wax, is equally clear to the Shemen Zayis, equal or better, so then, well, it would be perfectly fine to use the wax candles, which are typically called Shabbos candles, and that's how they're sold in the stores and packaged in the boxes, and that will be equally lechatchila. One does not have to use Shemen Zayis. Now, sometimes the circumstances are such that one does not have the option of lighting candles at all. Let's say one is in a hospital or another environment where it's not possible to light a candle, to light a flame. So the question arises, could one use an electrical light? Could one turn on an electric light and be yetzer with that the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? So Reb Chaim Grzynski in Shailos Tshuva Achiezer, Chelek Dalet Siman Vav, he discusses this, and he says that electric light, a regular incandescent bulb, is a regular ash, it's a regular flame. He's of the opinion that somebody who turns on a regular incandescent bulb on Shabbos is chayav chatos, and they did a mezid, there will be chayav misa, chayav skilo, rachmal l'tzlan, from people who are not aware of this, and people who are not religious, and they turn on electric lights on Shabbos. But Reb Chaim Grzynski says that it has a benefit for us as well, that one can be yaitza adlokas, Havlakas Ner Shabbos by turning on an electric bulb before Shabbos, l'shem Havlakas Ner Shabbos, and we can even make a bracha on it. Electric bulb is the same as lighting a regular fire, and one is in a circumstance where they cannot light a regular fire, they can use an electric bulb as a way to mekayim the mitzvah Havlakas Ner Shabbos. In Shalos Tshuva Gevuras Aliyah from Rav Henkin, or Chaim Siman Tzadiches, Sifkan Dal, he passes this way as well, and so do many others. An interesting point, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchoso brings down B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman. One looks in Shmir Shabbos Kolchoso, Perek Mem Gimel Ha'orach of Beis brings from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that Shlomo Zalman Arbach wants to differentiate between a battery, a light that's on a flashlight with batteries, to a plug-in bulb with an electric wire that connects to the whole electric current and the electric system. And Shlomo Zalman wants to say that a battery bulb is better than one that's a plug-in. Because a battery, one turns on the light, let's say a flashlight, one turns it on, the covered Shabbos, the Shem Adlokas Ner Shabbos, they're creating right now all the light that's going to be here and that's going to burn into Shabbos, and one's going to benefit and be nene from the light that came out from this battery built, this flashlight, it's all here. They're turning it on and the batteries are here, and all the light that's going to come out from it for the rest of Shabbos, it's all turned on by them. It was all ungetzungen, it was all hadloka, the lighting was done by them when they turned on the battery-based bulb. As opposed to by the plug-in, when one turns it on, so the amount of electricity that's here in front of them, so to speak, is only the immediate, what's going to be the first second. The rest is not here. By a battery, the whole battery is here, and everything's here in front of us. By a plug-in, the electric current is going to come from wherever it comes from the facilities where the electricity is coming from. And all we see right now is the immediate. The long-term that's going to be lit into Shabbos, and one's going to benefit from a Shabbos, is not in front of one now. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman feels that it's better to use a battery flashlight than to turn on the regular light switch in the room. Because the regular light switch in the room is connected to the whole electric current of the whole electric system of the city, as opposed to the battery pack one, where it's all in front of one now, and he's turning the whole thing on now that's going to light straight into Shabbos and for the rest of Shabbos. However, the generally accepted view is not to the friendship between the battery and the plug-in. The truth is, with the plug-in also, once turning it on, and now it's connected to the whole electric system, and the whole future of the electricity and the light that's going to be here on this light bulb was created now by the fact that this person turned on the light switch. And therefore, although Bshlom Zalman feels the one should stick to the battery and not to the plug-in, the generally accepted view is that either a battery bulb or a plug-in are both good for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. Now, in more recent years, more shilas have arisen. What about a fluorescent bulb? What about using a fluorescent bulb for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos? Well, it's not incandescent, and there's no eish. The eish there, Chamayza talks about Nachiezer, does not exist in the fluorescent bulb. It could be that if one turns on a fluorescent bulb on Shabbos, could be there would be Chayiv Chatos, according to Chamayzer, and if it's amazing, there would be Chayiv Skilo, Chayiv Misa, because when they turn on the fluorescent bulb, it could be there are a few sparks that go the first second. And that is creating an eish. But that's not long term. That's not going to help us with Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, where we need the Ner to be lit going into Shabbos. Or more, even more recently, a shaila came up about LED bulbs. If someone turns on the LED bulb, that's not an eish at all. So if someone turns on an LED bulb on Erev Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, could they be mekayim the mitzvah Hadlokas Ner Shabbos with the LED bulb? So I believe that my Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky passes in regards to these as well, that one could be Yitz Hadlokas Ner Shabbos with a fluorescent with the LED. The Sefer Shvus Yitzchok from Bitzik Darzi from Eretz Yisrael, B'tam of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, he brings B'shem Rav Yashiv, that got be fluorescent, that one could be Yitzchok with a fluorescent bulb. And it would be reasonable to say that, based on that, Rav Yashiv would say the same by LED, although I don't know if the shiloh of LED was presented to Rav Yashiv in his lifetime. He was Nifter in the year Tav Shanayim Beis. I don't know up to what point the shilohs were asked to him, if the shiloh of LED was ever asked to him. But fluorescent, he said, was okay, and it would be reasonable to say that he would be agreeable to LED as well. So preferably, one should light a regular candle, whether a wax candle or Shemen Zayis, equally good for Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. If that's not practical or if that's not possible, like in a hospital or something to that effect, one can use an electric bulb. In terms of electric, we said the best is incandescent, like Chamoyza said. If Shlom Zalman Orbach held, the battery is better than plug-in, but the generally accepted view is that either one is okay. If one does not have the option of incandescent, then you can use fluorescent. And if need be, you can even be samech on LED and make a bracha of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos even on LED bulb. Now, how many candles does one light? So this is in Siman Reish Samach Gimel. Sefalov, as we turn back to Siman Reish Samach Gimel, Sefalov in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says that some people try, Yesh Mechaber, some people try to light two psilas, two hicks, Echel Keneged Zohar, one Keneged Zohar, and Echel Keneged Shomer, and one Keneged Shomer, Zohar and Shomer. And the Ramah says that one can light more, can light three or four even more. And that's the minute that ladies light more. And indeed, many ladies have a minute to light more. Many light the connected every child they have. That means when they first get married, they light two. When they have one child, they'll start lighting three. Once they have two children, they'll light four. And so on and so forth. This minute is a minute of the ladies, a minute of Noshim. And therefore, in a circumstance when a man is benching lift, whether because he lives alone, or his wife is not with him for Shabbos, and therefore he's the one who's benching lift in the home, men only light two. Even if they have children, they only light two. As opposed to many women who have this minute to add on, one more connected each child. Even this minute that women have to light more, they generally only do if they're in their own home. However, if they go away for Shabbos, that's not part of the minute, and therefore, when they go away for Shabbos, they only light two. It's only in their own home, they add on and light more. Some of them, if they're by the mother or they're by their daughter, they will light the additional ones, but if they're a guest anywhere else, they will only light two. Most women, even when they're by the mother or by their daughter for Shabbos, they will only light two. Only in their own individual personal home will they light more connected each child. Now, is one allowed to light one in their Shabbos and light a second light from the first one? Could they take the first candle that they lit and take that first candle and light to the second one? Let's say they bench lift and use the match to light the first candle, and now the match is going out. So could they light from the first candle to the second candle? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet says that this is acceptable. One could light from one candle to the next. However, he says to light directly from the first candle to the second candle. He should not take another candle and use that as a connector from the first one to the second one, to light it from the first one, and then use that to light the second one. Because that's taking down from the Kedusha of the Neiris to take a different candle. It's not going to be part of the mitzvah, and take light and take fire from that, from the first one, away from the first one, to bring it to the second one. Rather, if one wants to light Miner Lener, from one candle to the next, so they should take the first candle and use that to light directly to the second candle. What if somebody forgot to bench licht? What if a lady forgot? She forgot, she didn't realize, and now it's Reish Shabbos, and now it's too late. Okay, so now it's too late for the bench licht. But there's halacha as follows. The Ramah says in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, that Isha Sheshocha Pamachas Lahadlik, a lady who forgot one time to bench licht, Madlekas Kol Yomeh, the rest of her life, she should light Gimel Neiris. She should light a third Neir, an extra Neir. Since one can be add-on, one's allowed to add on as much as he wants. So therefore, there's a Knas that the Chum gave that she should have to add on one more. So if she usually lit two, and now she forgot one time, she should light three. If she usually lit three, let's say she was lying a third one, connected to the child that she had, and now she forgot 1 week to light, and it's too late, and she missed it. So starting the following week, she lights four. She should add on one more. She should add on one more. Now this only means she forgot, because there's a little bit of pshia on her part. It was, so to speak, her fault. And therefore, if it was a oinus, Mishnah Berurah says, it's a kan zayin. If it was nensa, it was an oinus, something beyond her control. The circumstances was as such that she couldn't light. Mishnah Berurah's case was that she was beveis asurim, she was in jail, or something like that. So ain't sarach lohisif, she does not need to add on. So therefore, if one's in a scenario where they have no way to bench lift, so, and they couldn't bench lift because they weren't able to, it's an oinus, so there's no knas, they don't have to add on. An example of this could be, if somebody's in a hospital, and let's say Yom Tov fell out on Friday. So Friday was Yom Tov, and then comes Friday night. So usually from Friday afternoon, you're going from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or from the first day of Yom Tov into the second day of Yom Tov, which happens to be Shabbos. So then when it comes, lift bench time, 18 minutes before Shkia, or whatever the time is, the one bench is lift. At that point, a person will bench lift. Since it's Yom Tov, one cannot strike a match Yom Tov, so one will take from a pre-existing flame that they had, whether a Yortze lift or some other pre-existing flame, the fire that they had in their house, and they'll bench lift. V'halik nezha Shabbos, or if Shabbos also being the second day of Yom Tov, so Shabbos for Yom Tov, and they'll bench lift in their home. But if somebody's in the hospital where they don't have the option of lighting a fire, and we said the only way they could bench lift is with an electric light, by turning on electric light, so Thursday evening before Yom Tov started, so there they're able to turn on an electric light, l'kavod Yom Tov, and bench lift for Yom Tov. But now that it comes Friday afternoon and it's about to go into Shabbos, they have no way to bench lift because you can't turn on an electric light on Yom Tov, because it's similar to striking a match, creating a new fire. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to take fire from a pre-existing fire, but you can't light a new fire. So this lady now has no way that she can bench lift. She can't bench lift. So the halacha is that since she can't bench lift, so she's oinus. She's oinus, so she can't. So that's it, so she won't bench lift. The truth is, that if the husband is bench lift for her at home, so really she can be yitzu with that. The halacha is that if the husband goes away and the wife is bench lift at home, or if the wife is going away and the husband's bench lift at home, so really the spouse is away from the house could be yitzah with the one who lit in the home. But let's say the husband is with her in the hospital or some other circumstance that he's not at home, he's not in the regular house, and therefore there's no one bench lift for her at home. So she's oinus, so she has no way, so she can't bench lift. So she might feel bad about it, especially sometimes she just had a baby, and that's why she's in the hospital and she really wants to bench lift. And she would even love to bench lift the extra one, connect the baby, but now for sure she's not able to do it in the hospital. But she's an oinus. There's nothing she can do about it. So there's no knas. So the following week, when she lights at home, there's no reason for her to add on an extra one. Because it wasn't her fault that she wasn't able to light. She didn't forget. It wasn't the pshia. It wasn't the negligence on her part. It was an oinus. Similar to one who was in jail. So here also, she was stuck in the hospital, and she had no way she was able to do it. A step further one could go. What if the reason why she didn't bench lift is not because she forgot, rather, she had some mistaken halacha. She was under a mistaken impression that one's not able to bench lift on the circumstance that she was in. She didn't know. The example would be, let's say somebody was in the hospital for Shabbos. Let's put aside the Yom Tov scenario. A lady was in the hospital for Shabbos. And Friday afternoon, she knows that she can't light a fire in the hospital. There's not allowed in the hospital in such an environment to light a fire, light a flame. And she's unaware of the fact that the poskim say that one could bench lift by turning on an electric light. Or let's say she knew that with incandescent light, with an incandescent bulb, we could bench lift, but incandescent wasn't available, only fluorescent or LED, and she's unaware that one could be yitzah with fluorescent or with LED, and therefore she did not bench lift. But it wasn't because of any negligence on her part. She simply was unaware of the halacha. So although theoretically she could have asked the shaila and gone through to her rov and found out the accepted psak that one could bench lift by turning on the electric light, but under such a circumstance, it's not a pshia, it's not considered negligence on her part that she forgot about Shabbos and she missed the time. And therefore, the generally accepted psak, I found this by Kavitz Halachos from Shmuel, but this is the generally accepted psak, that in such a circumstance, she would not have to add on another candle starting the next week. There's no knas in this case, because it was a mistake, it was a mistake in Halachos. It's not a case of forgetting, of shikha, forgetting, which is rendered a pshia, a negligence, and therefore there's a knas. Under these cases of she made a mistake in Halachos, let's say the clock was a little bit off, the clock was off by a few minutes, which is probably less common today with the clocks that have accurate time, and cell phones, the time is accurate, but in former years, the clock on the wall, it's very possible, it's off by a few minutes, therefore she missed this man or something like that. So in such a case, Shmuel says she does not have to add on. It wasn't a zilzal in the mitzvah lokas near Shabbos, she forgot, and just completely forgot about it. If other people left lit for her, so then she does not have to add on the next week, like we said in the circumstance of the lady who's in the hospital, and the husband lit for her at home, so then certainly she would not have to add on, she was yaitzah with the husband. Similarly, if a couple goes to their parents, the parents are the in-laws for Shabbos. So the accepted minhag is that the married children who come for Shabbos, they bench lift their own neighbors. But that's really an extra hitter they do because every lady wants to carry the mitzvah herself at the bench lift. But me'ikr din, they don't have to. Me'ikr din, if a couple goes to the parents for Shabbos, to her parents, to his parents, whichever side they go to, so they're considered bnei bayis, they're considered part of the home and they're there for Shabbos, and really they can be yotzei with that lachus neiris of the parents, of the mother or the mother-in-law. And therefore, if they went to the parents' unus for Shabbos and something was very hectic, and you know the mother-in-law bench lift, but the daughter or daughter-in-law did not bench lift, so that's good enough, and they yotzei with that b'dieved, and therefore, the following week, they would not have to, this daughter or daughter-in-law, when she goes home, the following week does not have to start adding on the extra neir. Because even though she forgot to bench lift, but the ma'isa there yotzei lachus na Shabbos. True, she shouldn't have forgotten. She should be more careful. But even if there was a little pshia and a little zilzal in the lachus na Shabbos that she forgot to bench lift, but the ma'isa there yotzei b'dieved with the parents. And since there yotzei b'dieved with the parents, therefore there's no klas. The ma'isa there yotzei. What if somebody else in the house turned on a light in the house to cover Shabbos? Not l'shem ad lachus na Shabbos. But someone turned on a light in the home. The lady didn't bench lift yet. In the meantime, someone else in the home, the husband or someone else, turned on a light, l'kavod Shabbos, not thinking this would be the lift benching, because they assume that the wife or the mother is going to eventually bench lift. In the end, she forgot. So even this, there's room to say that b'dieved there could be yotzei with that, with the turning on of light, l'kavod Shabbos in the home, and therefore the knas would not apply. Shmei Shabbos kechasa and Perek Mem Gimel, Har Lamed wants to say that possibly in this case there would be no knas, and the following week they would not have to add on. He's mesubik about it. He's not sure. Shmuel wants to suggest the kovetz halachas that maybe we can make a pshar in this case, a compromise. Because the halacha is that Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sifkat Zayin that if you have an isha aniya, a poor woman, that's very expensive, it would be hard for her to have to light an extra nair every Shabbos if she one time forgot. So there would be a compromise that she could instead of adding on a whole different lift, but she could add a little more oil. Or if she uses light candles, take a longer candle. If you look in the store on the box of Shabbos candles, there's 3-hour candles, 4-hour candles, 5-hour candles. So she could just buy a box of bigger candles, they'll light for longer. If she's lighting oil, put in a little more oil, and this way it'll light for longer. And that's a way that even an ishaniya, a poor woman, can mekayim this knas if she forgot 1 week. So Shmuel wants to suggest that in this case, which is a borderline case, that there was no one else in the home who actually benched lift, there was no mother or mother-in-law who benched lift in the home, but there was someone in the home who turned on the light, l'kavod Shabbos. So in this case, under such a circumstance, so then, if the lady of the home forgot to bench lift, so starting the following week, maybe she should put a little oil in her nair. Or if she lights a wax candle, maybe she should make sure to light a longer candle from then on. This also helps her avoid the embarrassment of having to light an extra candle. But because in this case it's possible the knas is not applied, we can go with this compromise. Shmei Shabbos kochos is mesupik if there's a knas in this case. And if Shmuel and Kavitz Halachas makes this pshar, makes this compromise. Even if there was other light on in the house over Shabbos, which is pretty much always going to be the case, and was not lit to cover Shabbos, even in this case, Shmei Shabbos kochos, as well as Shmuel and Kavitz Halachas, are mesupik. But certainly in the case when another light was turned on in the house, the covered Shabbos, certainly in this case, they have a tzad that the knas is not applied, and therefore Shmuel makes this pshara, this compromise, that she can light a longer candle, or add a little more oil. It's important to be aware that the halacha points out over here, the maskos shachal, that this whole knas over here is only a minik. The halacha the loisef Allah, what's clearly part of the minik is clearly part of the minik. In any case, it's vague or unclear, so mechatesi to include in the minig. You're not required to assume it's part of the minig of the knas and add on more cases to the knas, to this punishment, so to speak, for the woman who forgot to bench lift. He's going on Primogodim that talks about a lady who did not forget entirely to bench lift, but she lost track of the number and she lit too few, less than she usually lights. Let's say she's a woman who has a family with 5 children, so she usually lights 7. 2 for Zachar and Shamar, like she did since she first got married. And then when every child was born, she added all one on. And now, for some reason, she confused the numbers, or she made a mistake, or she forgot. Let's say she forgot entirely the number. And she only lit 6 instead of 7. So the Prima Gadol wants to say that in such a case, from now on, she has to add one on, because she was Mazalzel in Alok's the Shabbos, that she forgot. And she forgot to light the 7th one, and she only lit 6 of them. Maybe she got distracted after the 6th one, and she never got back to it, something came up. But the Bir Lofa says, Loin Hira. He's not happy with this, and it's not possible like this Prima Gadol. And the reason is, Kozer Rak Minig, this whole Knas, only a Minig brought down by the Ramal, from the Maril, held the Lois of Law, we should not add anything on. And maybe that's why the Gisha, the approach of the Paiskim, in these cases, like we're seeing from Shmei Shabbos Kochosa, as well as from Shmuel Kamenetsky and Kavitz Halachas, that all these borderline cases, they're willing to swing at Lakula, that we don't make a Knas, we don't add on. And that's why, if she makes a mistake in Halacha, or if the clock was off, or if other people live in the house, even if other lights were turned on in the house, L'kavod Shabbos, or not L'kavod Shabbos, but there was other light in the house. All these cases, the poskim are muttering on, they're struggling with, and trying to find a way to be lenient. In some of these cases, they're entirely lenient, and some of them are mesupik, and therefore we said this pshar, this compromise that Shmuel suggests, in the borderline case, where it's not clear if the knas applies or not, that for now on, you add a little more oil, or light a candle that's a little bit longer, and this way there'll be a kima of the knas, without having to go full-fledged, all out, with the entire knas, That's mentioned by the Rama. Halakas Neshabbos is one of the mitzvahs that women have. It's a special schus for them, an opportunity for them. The Mepharshim say that's an opportunity for a woman to daven. She's doing a mitzvah. It's an opportunity for her to mesugel. It's an opportunity for a daven that she should have chosh of the children, ban from yelchamim. And women, all the doers, all the generations take this mitzvah very seriously. They look for ways to machayev themselves in this mitzvah. That's why when a lady goes for Shabbos to her mother, to her mother-in-law, or to her daughter, or to her daughter-in-law, and she's concerned for them, they buy it, and she wouldn't really have to lie herself. Still, they choose to lie themselves. L'chadchila, in almost all cases, a woman is in the hospital whose husband's bench lift at home. Still, they choose to light the bench lift with the electric light in the hospital. It's a very beloved mitzvah by women. And we see that by Sari Menu and by Rivka Menu, there's a special bracha in the home that the Nair was lit Me'er Shabbos Le'er Shabbos. A woman who is bekayem this mitzvah properly with the right kavana and the right machshava, Shem Shemayim, and she does everything right, and this is a symbol of the way she runs her home in a teridika fashion, she can bring special bracha and special schusim into her home, and that's why it's an opportunity for the daven, for children, shebezeichet, tabanim, tamilchamim, and tzadikim.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.